from the beginning, even from the Something Corporate days, the method and the model had always been take it to the people. You know what I mean? Granted, for us, radio and that coming through would be something that we would, you know, I've always been very receptive to and hopeful for. But even at the beginning with, you know, getting signed, I mean, we were playing around Orange County for a number of years before anybody took notice. And it was really when people took notice was when we started selling out shows, you know, and we could do 1,000 tickets without being signed. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay, we'll get into business with you guys.
It's always presumed when an artist does something, quote, solo,
right,
that it's with the intention of it being either a sound or songs that don't fit the context or the personalities of the band they're in. Right. Was that the case with Jack's Mannequin?
I wouldn't say it was entirely the case. I mean, sure, when you're in a band, you will run into things, you know, you say this or say that in the context of a song and it doesn't sit well with somebody in the band and you have to have a conversation about it. You know, there wasn't a lot of that with Something Corporate. You know, with those guys, I think we, you know, we always, there was always a respect for the fact that I wrote these songs and that they mattered to me in a certain way. And people, there was rarely an interest in getting in there and tweaking on that. I think, you know, more than anything, it became an effort of the way personal relationships affect business and the way business affects art and how those things kind of come down the line at you until sometimes, you know, I was sitting in a creative situation where I felt so affected by business and personal relationships and all these things, whereas like you really just want the clear slate, the clean slate to write on and not have to factor all those things in. So I think Jack's really came from a place of just wanting to be able to cultivate something without the intrusion of you know, other, you know, other influences and other forces, I guess. So I'm going to try and do the mixtape off the first record, which is pretty, a pretty...
That was a breakthrough song.
It was, yeah, it was. On every level, even from the sense of writing it into the how it was produced in the studio and all the moving parts. And yeah, it, in a lot of ways, is the heart and soul of that record and what it was trying to say. So this will be a rough version thereof for you. Mine, mainly the solo, too, because I haven't worked on that, but whatever, we'll figure it out.
This is morning, it's when I spend the most time thinking about what I've given up. This is a warning, when you start the day just to close the curtains, you're thinking about what I've given up. Sound. Where are you now? As I rearrange the songs again, this mix could burn a hole in anyone. It was you I was thinking of. It was you I was thinking of. So I read your letter. When you left, when you broke into my house, I'm retracing every step you made. And you said you meant it. There's a piece of me in every single second of every single day. But if it's true, then tell me how we got this way. Where are you now? As I'm swimming through the stereo, I'm writing you a symphony of sound. Where are you now? As I rearrange the songs again, this mix could burn a hole in anyone. It was you I was thinking of. It was you I was thinking of. Can't get to you. I can't get to you. Yeah, I can't get to you. Where are you now? As I'm swimming through the stereo, I'll conduct a symphony of sound. Where are you now? As I'm cutting through you track by track, I swear to God this mix could sink the sun. you I was thinking of. You I was thinking of, yeah. And where are you now? Where are you now? Well, this is my mixtape for her. It's like a road, however you know, with my own finger.
Thanks. The you know, I don't know how comfortable I really question whether to even approach this subject, but it's so
lay it on me.
It's so integral into, you know, as you were making everything in transit, everything did end up, I guess, becoming in transit because you faced a challenge in life that no one can foresee.
Transit itself was a pretty, you know, it was a pretty trying time in and of itself. You know, it was obviously it was sort of my first step away from something corporate. I was separated from my girlfriend at the time, and really a lot of that was, I mean, that's what transit was about. You know, like, wow, okay, you're 21, 22, all of a sudden it's like, you know, in a weird way, it was kind of like me getting out of college or something. You right. know what I mean? Like, I kind of liken it to something similar to that, because I sort of woke up one day and I had done this thing and built this thing, and it was like, okay, what now? You know? And so that was transit, you know? And then, of course, you know, finding out that as soon as it was finished and, you know, we had really orchestrated what I felt like was an awesome campaign and a way that I thought Jax would make a big splash. Like, I thought, I sort of had this feeling that if we execute on this right, you know, this is the moment. This is the slingshot engage kind of thing, you know? And then, yeah, 2-3 months before it came out, I found out I had leukemia, you know? And it did, it affected everything. It still does affect everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot better now. And I'm, you know, pretty much out of that rabbit hole finally. You know, it took a lot of years to sort out my brain. My body caught up faster for sure. But it's living, you know, and that's really all I've ever written about is just living and what happens. And certainly it affected the business of that record.
Well, let's go in the chronological order that we talked about, you know, I guess, you know, and, you know, as you managed to get your health, and you talked about something that I understand, that the fact that it's there every day, and there's good days, there's bad days, but there's always the what if days. Mm-hmm. You approached the glass passenger. Was there a general driver, or was it the usual drivers of, okay, I got a lot of stories to tell here?
I think with passenger, my initial hope was to be able to embrace the place of denial that I was kind of living in at that moment. You know, there was a real intention, I think, you know, whether it was subconsciously or consciously at the time, to not write about having been. If there's anything to be taken from Glass Passenger, because I think that record itself is very vulnerable and very, you know, I don't think I ever really finished that record. I finally just said, you know, I don't know what to do with this. Just put all the songs on it and just put it out.
This far to fall off the earth, the currents will pull you away from your low. Just keep your head above. I found a tidal wave begin to tear down the dawn. Memories like bullets, they fired at me from a gun. Crack in my arm, and now will I swim for brighter days despite the absence of sun, choking on salt water, but I'm not giving in. I swim.
through that bad note there. But yeah, you gotta swim. The nights won't end. You swim for your families, your lovers, your sisters, your brothers, your friends. Yeah, you gotta swim through wars without cause. And we swim for these lost politicians that don't know their greed is a flaw. The current will pull us away from our love. Keep our heads above. I found a tidal wave begging to tear down the dawn. Memories like bullets, they fired at me from a gun with a crack in my arm. And now I swim for brighter days despite the absence of sun, choking on salt water, but I'm not giving in. I'm not giving in, 'cause I swim. You gotta swim, swim in the dark. There's no shame in drifting. Feel the tide shifting and wait for the spark. You gotta swim, but don't let yourself sink. You'll find the horizon, I promise you it's not as far as you think. The currents will drag us away from our love. We just keep our heads above. Just keep your head above, swim. Just keep your head above, swim. Swim. Just keep your head above, swim.
Send that one out here on 88.5 KCSN to everyone who's having a day where they just wonder if they can get through today and get to tomorrow. Certainly, I'm sitting here. I had my head down the whole time. Pretty emotional stuff, and blessed to be in the presence of Andrew McMahon, of Jax Mannequin. You were talking earlier, the new record, Peoples and Things. You did something that artists have done. They feel that they're on the path on a record, and then they get to a point where it's like, it's not there. It's, you know, I know that we've racked up X studio time and whatever.
Right.
It's just not authentic. And you did something that I read that for you was different, I guess, in that you reached out. You said, hey, to producers, to other players,
yeah,
and, you know, help me find what this record's supposed to be in my heart, yes?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think at the point that I realized it, it was almost just the reaching out that was the finding the record. You know, I think I had the songs, you know, I had the motivation, and I had, you know, I even in the sense that there's things on that first version of the record that are great that maybe we didn't even beat, you know what I mean? But there was this, there was sort of just this moment where I wanted it to not be rocket science. And I wanted to just go in and play and just kind of do it a way that I hadn't done it in a while. You know, for me, I thing I love about making Jax Mannequin records over the years has been this ability to kind of treat it almost like be an architect of it almost, and sit back and convenient, you know, and place every piece, you know, and I did that to some extent on the first version of the record, but I sort of felt like, you know, as I started getting to the themes of the album, that it was really about relationships, and it was about you know, it was about people in my life who had gotten me from point A to point B, and so it seemed like this would be a time to reach out and really sort of make it a little bit more of an involved and collaborative kind of process.
Well, and you were fortunate in that, you know, when we talk about art and business, someone from your label got involved, you know, high-ranking.
Yeah.
As high-ranking an official as you can get, got involved on both the creative and the business side, and,
right.
And helped you in that construction that you were aspiring to.
Absolutely. I think, you know, with this record, again, it's a process. And I've always been really open and available to the idea that you can construct and deconstruct and reconstruct, and that's a part of the process. You know, people get to make – there aren't a lot of people that get to make records at this level. There aren't a lot of people that actually do get real budgets and real opportunities to work with people. And I sort of was very open throughout the process of this record to try and tap into that ability and that sort of privilege that I've been given to make records with great people. And in that sense, I have Jim Scott as a producer on this record, who's worked with the Chili Peppers and Wilco and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Rage Against the Machine, you know, bands that I've admired and adored, you know. And I've gotten to work with Rob Cavallo on this record, who, you know, Green Day was one of Dookie was one of my first favorite records.
Right.
There are these, you know, there was a really cool thing that happened where I think people wanted this record to work, and instead of getting so caught up in the business of everything, I mean, there are those moments, but I think people let it shape shift and evolve and be what it was and play the role in it that needed to be played. And sometimes that meant not playing a role too.
Not the triumph of the will, which so often happens in the business.
Yeah, and it was about, I think people want to see this record succeed. And I was really lucky, especially, you know, in the sense that Rob got involved too, because he was a part of the record company, and at the time the label had been so shaken up by, you know, departures and layoffs and all of these types of things. Rob was kind of at the top of the structure and helping put it back together, and he really got behind the album, both professionally and creatively, which tied me then back to the label, who ultimately is going to have to be out here fighting for it.
Well, let's hear something. What do you want to play? Got the song in mind from the new one you want to play?
Yeah, well, I figure I'll do very much in the same sense that I think those last two songs kind of summed up those records. I think Racing Thoughts says a lot for the album about the idea of tension and release, and this, you know, this thing about you know, love being a little bit of a, you know, can be a struggle from time to time, but you know, you kind of power through it.
You got it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's try it here. Cat hanging around my doorstep. I'll need all day tomorrow to recover from today. I was boxing with my shadow at a stoplight when the clocks changed. Yeah. It was midnight, I was mixed up when she called to drag the lay. I think I'm running low on inspiration. She's running long on borrowed time. We break with speed. That girl can read my racing thoughts. She asks the questions, I take the floor. She takes her shots. Taught her a lesson about a forced confession. And we break with speed. That girl can read my racing thoughts. My racing. My racing thoughts. So we'll try to keep us steady now, but steady is not a strong suit. I was raised going to church, but couldn't practice what they preach. And so I'm hiring a DJ for the eve of our destruction. Yeah, it was midnight, I was mixed up when she found me on the beach. I think I'm running low on inspiration. She's running long on borrowed time. We break with speed. That girl can read my racing thoughts.
questions. I take the floor, she takes a shot. Taught her a lesson about a forced confession. And we break with speed. That girl can read my racing thoughts. My racing thoughts. My racing thoughts. Ooh. Ooh. I think I'm running short on inspiration. She's running low on borrowed time. We break with speed. That girl can read my racing thoughts. She asks the questions. I take the floor. She takes a shot. Taught her a lesson about a forced confession. And we break with speed. That girl can read my racing thoughts. 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 Whoa.
That is a song that you've been hearing here on 88.5 KCSN called My Race and Thoughts. It's from the album People and Things, and we are very fortunate today. Andrew, you know, glad that we were able to have the conversation as straightforward as it was. And, you know, certainly want to let you know that you have here at KCSN someone who believes in what you're doing and someone who wants to help, as we talked about it, amplify the message.
Well, we appreciate that. It's nice to have people out there looking out for us, so thank you.
Well, and all of you who are fans of Jack's Mannequin, we certainly had some of the more intimate and heartfelt side of the band as Andrew delivered today. And if you weren't a fan, hopefully you'll become a fan, mm-hmm. because certainly he deserves all the friends and fans he can get with the music he's making. It is Andrew McMahon joining us here of Jack's Mannequin. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, man.
You got it.